We're going to transform your bathroom into an at-home oasis. How's that going to work out? We're going to find out. Rebecca Kordecki, health and wellness expert, celebrity fitness trainer, also founder of The Breath Zone, joining us. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
How are you?
Great. How do we kind of, you know, we have sort of that sanctuary sometimes, the bathroom in the area, and how do we transform that into a calming area? Mine's a little cluttered. I'll start off by that right now. I'm also in a little bit of a renovation kind of thing going on, but there's some clutter. How do we kind of make it look so it's peaceful and we're not kind of bringing...
First thing I'm going to tell you is clean that thing out.
All right, okay.
Clean it up. Tidy it up a little bit. So, and even if you just push everything into one side and put it in a bin or something, but make a space that feels really calm and sweet. You can add some candles. You can add some decorative other types of things. But, you know, the very first thing you can do that's pretty easy is just change out your shower head. If you are up for that, since you're already doing renovation, I'd say that's a yes. But it's if you change your shower head to the Waterpik Power Pulse Therapeutic Strength Massage Shower Head, woo, game changing. And that start there. And then you can add some great plants like eucalyptus. You can add an essential oil diffuser with some lavender in it. And then it gives you like this beautiful calming scent when you walk in. It's just that's definitely my favorite three tips right there.
Just to kind of give you the different senses you talk about as well. Let's get back to the shower head for a moment. Is this the one that's sort of fixed, or do I have a handle? Is it something that, you know, that reaches everywhere, I guess?
Yes. What's beautiful about this particular shower head is that it does have a hand device where you can take it out of the attachment atop and bring it and use it on your neck, on your shoulders, on your legs, your calves. I mean, I use it all over my body, especially after a crazy workout like I'm used to doing. So for me, it's really, really, a really amazing shower head.
And if we're doing something like that, how long, I guess it's you take the old one out, just the simple using the...
It literally can take 3 minutes, depending on, you know, what type of attachment you already have there. But the last one that I changed out literally took... I think maybe even under 90 seconds.
Wow. Let's talk about maybe putting some decor. You mentioned sort of, you know, the plants, but what about sort of art or pictures? Sometimes I worry about things in sort of a humid environment that they're going to still withstand and not going to have any damage to them.
Well, the beautiful thing, too, is there is certain artwork that you can get that's protected and sealed properly so that if you did want to keep it in the bathroom, that it makes sense. So you would look for, like, specific art that has been sealed properly so that it won't be ruined by the humidity. But yeah, I put some of my own art actually in there, and I have ones that say dream big or, you know, breathe into happy. And so I put some of those paintings and that artwork around the bathroom. It's amazing, yeah.
Well, let's talk about the breathe for a second. A lot of times people dart in the shower, they're in a rush, they dart out, but you recommend they actually spend a little bit of time in there. Talk about that.
Yeah, for me, you know, when I first started working with Waterpik, I was a bath person, in all honesty. And I was like, I don't know about the shower thing. And I tried their shower head, and that sealed the deal right out the gate. But I've also now started making the shower where I do a lot of my meditation and affirmations and, quite honestly, some really big, deep, full breaths. And I'll do several cycles of, you know, a 4-count inhale, a 4-count exhale, and I'll do that like 6 to 8 times before I even really start like doing some meditation and affirmations right after that.
Talking this morning with Rebecca Kordecki. Any other good tips we can help us to kind of relieve our stress?
Yeah, just make a commitment that you time matters. You start there, right? Just decide that you're going to start carving out, even if it's 10 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be this whole, like, I need an hour to do it. No, start with 5-10 minutes. It'll change everything.
Absolutely. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. If people want to find out more about some of the things you talked about, especially that shower head, where's a good place to get some details on some of that?
Yeah, they can go over to waterpikwellness.com.